Malcolm Gladwell wants you to know that everything you think you know about how the world works is probably wrong. Gladwell lives to explode the conventional wisdom. His shtick, repeated in bestseller after bestseller, has made Gladwell one of America's best-known writers of serious nonfiction. Here's how you know he's big. A whole website is devoted to parodying his work. Gladwell has received a barrage of critiques from scientists who say that his provocative romps routinely misstate research and hang glib generalizations on slim anecdotes. Mere envy, say his defenders. I admit, Gladwell's routine has been wearing thin for me, but I still cherish insights gleaned from his first blockbuster, The Tipping Point. The tipping point theory seems to prove out again and again in contemporary life. The idea is that momentum behind a trend or social change can build slowly over time, out of sight to most observers. Then some small act or actor can create the tipping point, releasing that momentum in ways that seem sudden and dramatic. Where can you see the tipping point in action? Well, how about gay marriage? I've always been sure that as the arc of history bends towards justice, gay marriage would someday be legal and commonplace in this land. I was equally sure that it would not be in my lifetime. But now the pace of change on this issue has become breathtaking. You can glimpse a tipping point in action in Pennsylvania, too. Political polls can change in an instant, but right now they show the incumbent governor, Tom Corbett, to be in deep trouble. What's going on there, most of all, I believe, is a quiet revolt of the soccer moms. That famous political constituency is usually open to moderate Republicans, but soccer moms care above all about kids, their own first, but also other people's. The effects of Pennsylvania's massive cuts in support for education are hitting home in even comfortable suburbs. Soccer moms do not like the image that drilling companies get more TLC from Harrisburg than the state's own kids. Whether this really portends an overdue sea change in Pennsylvania's conversation about public education remains to be seen. But we live in hope. I'm Chris Cetullo.